The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Can you see his pants?
Yeah, you can.
What is that? What's going on here?
Someone said his pants are trash in here.
What's the satin kneecap?
See, man, it's fashion, man. Now that I'm into the 240s,
I think I think it's
that was a short-lived living and learning. I was like, yeah, let me go back and wait. I hate my body.
You teetered in?
Man, I teetered in. I sat there. I was maybe for like a hot 2 days, 249, 248. Next day, 252. It was like, no, why are you doing this to me?
It's going to take a minute.
I know, man.
You're going to saunter in and out for a minute. Then you're going to get your permanent residence.
I need that permanent residency, man.
Bro, you keep working.
I just want that scale to say 225 one time. Just once. And then we could just go back to whatever it needs to be. But I need it to say it once.
You see 225, you might ascend into heaven.
That's it. I'm gone.
Don't do nothing ridiculous, man.
No, I'm going to ride roller coasters.
Well, you're doing... No, I'm talking about to get to 225.
Oh, no.
Just
no
focus on the thing.
Yeah.
Cut that off your head. That's 4 pounds of nonsense.
You don't like the hair?
That's probably what's happening.
You just hit me with the sponge this morning.
I don't like it.
Wait.
The longer it grows, you're gaining more weight
on
the head.
That's 2 pounds of nonsense right there. That's two. That's 251 and 252. Cut that off.
This is low-key lit, though.
Nah.
It's curling up, too. You see it.
Put your head down.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You see it.
Your hair could really do anything you wanted to do.
I like it. But yeah, man, I got to figure out what's going on with the scale. Let's get this started. You ready?
Why is your chain all the way silver now? That used to be a gold chain. You got to go to the kiosk.
It's like one of those old mood rings, except for it just stays that color.
I'm telling you, I really want to create a show where I look for the best fake gold across the country.
I mean, you found a lot of it already.
You've got to go to the kiosk.
Any mall.
I walked past it today, and they kind of gave me that look like, you know, you need to be back. I was like, oh, you mind your business.
It's like completely silver now.
Yeah.
It was gold.
Yeah.
It is silver now.
And this one was expensive. This was like $200. How you going to charge me $200 for the fakeness?
What are rappers paying for then?
They're renting all their things,
they
bro.
They rent all their jewelry.
I knew that.
Rent?
Yes, yeah. Especially like in the shoots. When they do like cover shoots, they'll get like hundreds and thousands of dollars of jewelry, merchandise, stuff pulled that their, not their designer, but who's their, like their...
stylist?
Yeah, their stylist will pull it. And then they return it the next day. They don't take any of that home.
But they be having those chains other times.
Some of them buy it. But some of it be fugazi. Are rappers wearing fake chains?
I don't think rappers wearing fake chains. They'll get called out for that.
Nah, man. I think it's cool to wear fake chains. I'm telling you, man. That's the next show I want to do. Fool's Gold. I want to go to different cities and different kiosks across the country and find the best fake gold. I feel like it's a good investment. Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey. What up? This is your boy, Doughboy.
I'm Kev on stage. Yeah.
And we are back for another installment of Started Off to the Right.
Righteous and Ratchet.
And we are in March of this year. And I feel like January was too long. And February was way too short, though.
February was long.
Was it? Mm-hmm. I feel like it was much shorter than January.
January felt like a year.
A year in itself. It felt really,
I cried
really
so much.
It's already March.
Did we learn anything new in Black History Month? Was this a win
for the
culture?
We had an extra day. I mean,
what'd you do with your extra day of Black History Month besides coon around all day?
I ain't do nothing. I went and seen a bad movie yesterday. Don't go see Invisible Man. It was
terrible. Is that with Elizabeth Moss?
Yes.
Were you unable to see it?
It was. I see what you did.
Is that John Cena's movie? I don't be seeing scary movies anyway. And let me talk to you, Jordan Peele. Enough.
Candyman.
Enough.
That looks crazy.
You know how long it took me to recover from seeing Candyman as a child?
Really?
I just recovered the day before the trailer came out.
You gotta watch this.
No.
And you know what I'm loving about Jordan Peele, what he's doing? He be taking an old school song and flipping it somehow.
I want a full mixtape.
Say My Name. It was like, Say My Name. I was like,
By the way, Candyman is directed by a black woman. Not directed by Jordan Peele, produced by Jordan Peele.
So he's just producing it now.
He produced by Jordan Peele, and we won't allow her to be erased. Her name is Nia.
Okay, so what is it? So now he's just like...
I know he's producing it. He might have wrote it, but they're using him to promote it because he's the big name. But it's directed by a black woman. Just ask yourself.
I don't remember seeing Candyman as a child.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it scary? What is the legend of Candyman? What did he do?
Say his name 5 times, and he comes and reminds you to keep your name out his mouth. Keep
that
his name out
very
your mouth.
Urban.
It's the blackest thing ever. Like, all right,
you got one more time to speak
now
on my name.
I got to
day.
Kill you.
So, but like, what's his origin story? Like, he just ate a bunch of candy, and what's the thing with the bees? Like, what is he, like a diet? Is like a diabetes prevention?
Hilarious.
What is his whole thing?
I don't know where the bees came from. I don't know where the little hook came from.
The hook?
I don't know.
Did you ever say it back in the day?
Are you crazy?
You thought somebody was going to show up with some Skittles for you. Candyman.
Hey.
Y'all really... I got to say it in the mirror first.
Don't play.
This is a reflection here, man. You're playing too much.
Stuff.
Yes.
Really?
Jordan Peele done got me twice.
Nah. Were you really scared in the second movie?
Yeah, more jump scares than Get Out for sure.
I don't know. I don't
like scary movies. That's just the thing. I avoid them at all costs.
I shout out to Kevin too, because I realize I be forgetting his things that he don't like and stuff. And so we're supposed to be doing a spoiler alert. And so I was like, Kev, man, watch this movie. And I was telling him to go watch Invisible Man. He was like, man, I sure do hate scary movies, but I'll watch it for the team. I'm like, no, I forgot. Don't watch it.
No,
you said you were going to watch it at first. And then
I did.
And I was like,
no,
I don't watch it. I forgot. Like, you be scary.
I got to save all my energy to watch Jordan Peele. Plus, that dude, Yaya, is killing it.
Who is that? He's the star of that?
Yeah, he's star Candyman. He was your boy in Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan. He was in Aquaman.
I don't know if I tried to start watching Watchmen at the wrong moment, but that first episode, I was just like, I tried to watch it this week.
It's a lot of dialogue in the first one, bro.
First episode, I was just like.
So good.
You didn't like it?
Blink.
It's so good, John.
I got to try it again.
Please revisit.
Maybe I was just having just a bad day, I think.
Give it like a 2-3 episode shot.
Dumbboy right. Don't be into stuff, man.
I do.
I
watched the whole season of The Boys. That is the best show on TV.
Melissa's not here? Okay, no. Good. You were asking in the group chat if anybody's seeing. I was being quiet.
You watched it?
I absolutely watched it.
She's gonna watch this and find out.
She'll be watching Righteous and Ratchet like that.
Oh my god!
So is that not
the best show ever,
bro? It was. If you had a superpower,
bro,
you would be a jerk.
Absolutely.
Why do we assume they are good people?
And that
if you would think you're better than people. That makes way more sense than
that's
you
accurate.
Being
way more.
If you were Superman's
that's
powers,
super
I would think you are beneath me.
Homelander,
I'm flying
bro,
everywhere. I'm not giving nobody rides anywhere either.
Bro, you would be a terrible person.
Do yourself a favor. I started watching this Wednesday. We finished it Friday.
It was fantastic.
And they were hour-long episodes. Mm. So it was definitely great. Lit. Like it
Tony
was,
put me onto it.
I got a guilty pleasure show I've been watching.
What's that?
Lucifer.
Is that good?
I like it.
You out here just watching the devil's work?
It's like, don't even look at him.
Did not think that's where he was going to be going.
No, it's on Netflix. It's not. He comes down, he's a detective. Well, he comes up technically. It's a whole thing, but I don't know.
But he's like the whole devil?
Partially.
Does he have a tail and horns?
No.
He's just evil?
Yeah, I'm kind of.
How many seasons is it?
There's 4 of them. There's a 5th one that's going to be coming out.
All right, I might have to take a look at that.
Kev's not in at all, though.
There's a Lucifer's Pizza in L.A., too.
Oh, that's good.
You made a video there one time.
There's two. Oh, there's one by Roscoe's on Gower, and there's one over there in Hollywood, too. And the devil's in both of them. I had it.
Yo, did y'all see this on the internet?
To go to hell over.
Side note, is that can we officially say the internet is undefeated?
Internet's undefeated. The podcast.
It'd be a good podcast, but that was
be
defeated
a great
too.
Podcast for a company that would be existing.
Bro, did y'all see Oprah, take a. It's never not fun. I feel like that's the ultimate equalizer.
I said this anyone can fall. You said the funniest thing. I want to read it.
Oh, in the group chat?
Oh my God. People falling will never not be funny. It's what connects us all. She worth a billion. Cool. Her butt toppled over just like someone making minimum wage. Whatever. She felt just like Kevin Hart talked about Shaq falling, and it took so long.
It really did. And the messed up part was she was talking about balance that as she fell. The irony.
Bro, okay, so when someone falls, you always laugh first.
Uh-huh. Then no, you're first like, you make sure they're okay. Kevin! It's the laugh.
Anybody can get
you lead with the laugh.
Always.
And then be like, oh, you broke
the
hip, my bad.
You. Okay. I laugh first.
Okay. Okay.
So the funniest part to me wasn't even the balance part. When she fell, somebody said, Oprah.
Like they just couldn't believe it.
Why would you let that happen to you?
Bro, she toppled.
And Oprah then, takes a tumble.
And then the internet does what it does. What was your favorite one?
Okay, so there's three ones. Tony, skip that diddly. That always makes me laugh. Okay, she talking about balance. That was just super ironic. There's two good ones. There's Michael Jackson. But Kobe jab stepping her.
Because it looked like it looked like she went for the steal and got cooked.
And here's my question to you and to us, you know, the viewing public. Shout out to the Right Pack, by the way, who's watching this live. Did we talk about Patreon?
Not yet. I'm sorry.
Shout them out.
Shout out to the Right Pack, the Patreon. They're watching this live. Right now, it's Tuesday. This ain't going to be airing until Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And in addition to being able to watch stuff live, they are getting a entire catalog of content. There is so much exclusive early stuff there. We preview Girl Dad, the podcast.
Girl
there
Dad was up early. Bonus episode of Righteous and Ratchet. Love Hour After Dark.
Yes.
The Gonzi Tapes podcast.
Slept on,
in case you missed it. Greg Fitness Show, if you ever
spoiler
come back.
Spoiler alert.
And you can be down with that for as low as $5.
Just $5?
Just $5, Buster.
All that content. We used to just give you Righteous and Ratchet.
And a bonus. That was it.
That's all. Now we gave you 6-7 pieces.
New content.
Shows. It's and we didn't raise the price.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Oh,
we
no.
did it. Huh? You plus, we got the Discord chat.
Oh, the Discord be lit.
Discord
is better than Twitter
and
for
it
me.
Gets a little crazy in there.
Discord After Dark.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole separate chat now.
Buddy. Oh, for real?
Oh yeah.
I'm in there late night.
I went in there after a show one day. I was like,
no, there's a whole separate, we set up a whole separate channel for everybody
to
get
set
there.
It up.
Yeah, because
in general, it was first, they was doing it in the general chat.
Oh, for real?
And it was like, I was like, oh, children.
Can't be having Scarlett in there reading.
Oh, man. Shout out to Scarlett, the sweet little girl who wrote us a letter.
Oh, yes. That was
I seen that. She said, I love when you beat Doughboy in basketball.
I did not like that. But just the fact that she gave up the whole dub.
Bro, you know how much money $20 is to a little kid?
Well, you know how much $20 was to me 2 years ago. That's too mean, a little kid.
That's still a lot to me. I'm going to just keep it
39-year-old Doughboy could have put that 20 to usage. Shout out to her, man.
You talk about as a little kid.
Side note. And this is like, I don't want to like have a...
Hold on. Okay. We got to go back to Oprah. No, we're not back.
Skibbity pass.
Here was my question. This is what I was asking. Are you... Mm-hmm. And you, the person listening, are you not rocking with Oprah? Because I feel like a lot of people are not rocking with her.
Interesting that you would ask that.
She was universally beloved, I feel like, up until that Michael Jackson documentary.
She was like Ellen Love.
It was very quickly, though.
Like, the thing is, the Kobe thing is funny. She didn't even say that.
She didn't even.
It was Gail.
Right.
But because Gail and Oprah are so inextricably linked.
Mm-hmm. That's a great word.
I guess they're strictly. Because they're so linked,
right.
Oprah caught the Gail flack. Gail
because she
stood
up
flack.
For her, though. She did kind of stand up like, this is my friend.
Well, she was saying, I feel bad for her. Like, she's going through, like, you know what I'm saying?
I am. And the reason why it's an interesting question, because when me and Kiara did the podcast and we did a boss lady status thing, the first woman I thought to use, because that's like where we like kind of shine some light on somebody that's killing it. And I thought her at first, and I was just like, And then we moved to Issa Rae.
That was a good call.
But, you know, just because of how the
public. Are you not rocking with her?
I rock with her, though. I don't have
a problem. Why'd you take her off?
Because I know. I was probably wrong for that. Because I just knew that.
You don't want the backlash?
Yeah, I knew, like, the public perception right now was just like the culture is kind of feeling away. I got to stop doing that. I got to start standing in my. Because I don't have a problem. Because I don't have a problem with Oprah. I know people are, like, getting on her head about, like, the specials that she made or whatever. But I'm not, like Oprah's been too good for too long for me to. It got to be something serious for me to be like, nah.
Well, Oprah. That's why it was interesting to me, because I feel like the Michael Jackson thing, and then she was tied to the Russell Simmons documentary.
Right.
And then she backed out of that. Mm-hmm. And then Gail did the
Kobe
the
thing.
Kobe thing.
And then it started to seem like it was like an indictment against them to black men.
Here's the other thing. It was I think it was a combination of two things. It was making the Michael Jackson documentary and not saying anything about Harvey Weinstein. Are not being as vocal about Harvey.
And there was a lot of potholes in the Michael Jackson one that ended up coming out later.
Yeah.
And she didn't come back and clear that up.
There was pot roast in there too, and you were looking for that.
I think he smelled it and he just had on over.
So I think that was why most people are not.
But I'm cool with her. But Oprah has been so much of our savior for like really my entire life.
Well, that's another thing. So then here's what I thought was interesting as you say that. So then this clip of Toni Braxton saying, like, Oprah kind of set me up. Like, she framed the story about me being broken wrong. Like, you didn't see that?
No.
Remember when Toni Braxton was broke and, like, you were buying Gucci flatware and stuff? There was a clip that I hadn't seen when it came out. It just popped up recently on Twitter, maybe a week or two ago.
And she was talking about Oprah?
And Toni Braxton was like, yo, I looked up to Oprah and she basically set me up for the okey-doke, made me look trash. And that was part of the reason why the whole public turn their back on me.
Really?
And then somebody else was like, Oprah was mean. And then
Oprah,
I can
never imagine Oprah being anything but amazing. She had a TV show for so long. She seemed like she does so much for the black community. She would always give away stuff. You get a microwave. You get
a TV. She's also very separated from the community at this point, though. For like,
when did this happen?
I'm saying, like, for where she's at.
What are you talking?
She's got
not
money.
Oprah.
Yes, she's, Oprah.
She is rich, bro.
Oprah, I mean, we.
So is she out of touch with the culture? Is that? Do you feel like? What? How do you feel? Do you not rock with her?
I don't really have a problem with her.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
I just like. I was surprised that many people wasn't rocking with her on some like we really like I'm gonna laugh at you because falling is falling.
But everybody was like, yeah, that's what you get for turning your back on a black man. I was like, or it could just be balance happened.
Oprah is 70. Like this she is. I don't know if I should share this or not, but we were shooting Squad Live. I don't know if you were there. And Stan fell.
Oh,
Stan Lathan.
No, really? I would have remembered that.
At the theater?
Really? Did he get it on tape?
And he scraped his elbow. I was like,
Did you laugh?
I couldn't. He was
inside.
Right there.
He didn't laugh.
And
he
I was
kept
like,
a straight face.
Pat was there. Meg, I was just
and
like.
And none of y'all laughed.
And then he was like, I was just like. It was seen
a quick rub and somebody's
the,
like
just the visual of a 70-year-old man like, oh, I got an owie on my elbow.
And I love Sam.
I got love for
respect
Sam.
Respect him so much.
Which is why you should have laughed.
Listen, if I get it, Cam. If I fall, I know y'all are gonna laugh.
Absolutely.
You got to expect nothing less.
If falling is
Falling will never. Sometimes I just go on YouTube and watch falling compilations.
Oh, I need to start doing that.
It's nothing more. It gives me more. And I wait for the time it happens in person because I tell people I'm gonna.
I'm so glad when I fell in. Where were we? Alabama.
Just the visual,
bro.
Of you falling.
The more that I think about it, I was just like, man, if these guys were around, I would have never
Josh
heard the end of it.
We seen the war room. Just like,
bro,
what?
I Josh fell for 25 yards.
Just falling regulation. Down a hill.
It was terrible. There was more. I was like, I'm going to die because there's 40 mile an hour traffic coming across the street.
Yo, I fell in a sauna in front of a bunch of people not too long ago. And all I heard was. And then you just got to just get up like it didn't happen. Like, oh, yeah, all right, man.
How'd you fall?
Getting up because it'd be slippery on the floor sometimes. So I just got up and I just stood up and I was just like, whoop, boom, hit the deck. But it was quick, and I didn't try to stop it.
Oh, man.
That's where people always go wrong. They be
gotta
trying to
embrace
stop it.
It.
You gotta embrace it.
I fell in college, and Melissa laughed for 35 minutes. I fell on some black ice. I'm talking about woohoo, boom. And we were walking across campus, and every 2 minutes she'd be like, and she would just start laughing all over again.
Because it's never not funny.
Falling is
because you just have no control over it.
Yeah.
Side note, totally unrelated. Did y'all hear? So they're gonna have a trilogy of the fight. Y'all know that, right?
Wilder Fury.
Yes. But did you hear
about the boxing gloves?
I know. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it. I know. I thought you were going to bring that up. That's why.
No. I'm Fury? They said that like they put it in slow motion and they can break down. Like they were like, he cheated because they said he had something in his gloves.
They're saying his gloves weren't on all the way.
His gloves weren't on all the way?
Yeah. I don't know how that would help you hit somebody harder.
I don't know either, but since the fists aren't in the padded part, that would be my only understanding.
That's not even what I'm upset about. I'm upset about what Deontay Wilder said. So basically, this
guy. we're at 19. That's why
I was waiting for it. All right. Speaking of the future, if there's one thing humans aren't great at, it's predicting the future. Just take a look around. No amount of crystal balls, fortune cookies, or tea leaves could predict the world we're living in right now. But unpredictability is also what keeps life interesting. The trick is to enjoy the ride without worrying about what's around the corner. And one way to worry less is to get the right life insurance. That's where Policy Genius can help. Policy Genius makes finding the right life insurance a breeze. In minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. You can save $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance policies. Now listen to this, guys. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't found a play-by-play breakdown of your future inside a crystal ball or a cookie, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Be prepared for anything with life insurance. In just a few minutes, you can find your best price and apply at PolicyGenius.com. Policy Genius will always get the future wrong. Better get life insurance right. All right, man. You had one job. So basically he was talking and he was just like, yeah, I'll definitely be back. Tyson Fury didn't hurt me at all. Blah, blah, blah. It was the suit that I had on.
Saw your face, bro.
Like, bro, then he's blaming it on the suit. And I'm just, but then he said that he didn't get hurt at all. I'm like, bro what fight did you watch?
Bro, the funny, so I saw this interview where Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, and Wilder was like, I got ancestry spirits. And Tyson Fury was like, see, that's where you lost. Because I got Jesus.
Exactly.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to beat you up. Like, you got no chance.
He was like, you got all that other stuff. You shouldn't even be saying, I'm me. I can beat you.
I'm going. And I see, that's the thing that about boxing, that all combat sports.
Uh-huh.
People say they're going to beat you up, and then they beat you up. And then people go back and watch the interview, and they're like, well, I mean, he said he's going to beat you up.
And then he told him exactly how he was going
to
beat him up. Speaking of boxers, too, did you see the Mike Tyson? Was it like, did you see that?
Yes,
So basically, and we can throw this in post, you got access to it.
Me and Alexander and Napoleon, I know them all. I read them all. I studied them all. I know the art of fight. I know the art of war. That's all I ever studied. That's why I'm so feared. That's why they feared me when I was in the ring. Because that's all I was an annihilator. That's all I was born for. And now those days are gone. It's empty. I'm nothing. I'm working on being the art of humbleness. Can you believe me? That's the reason why I'm crying, because I'm not that person no more. And I miss them. Because sometimes I feel like a... Because I don't want that person to come out, because if he comes out, hell is coming with him. And it's not funny at all. It must sound cool, like I'm a tough guy. It's just that I hate that guy. I'm scared of him.
So basically, Tyson was just like, he was just basically saying that he doesn't even know who he is outside of boxing, essentially. And that kind of scared me. Like, I don't want to be.
Tyson is such a freaking intense person.
Bro.
First of all, when I was watching that video, I was like, he could probably be a great actor.
Absolutely.
Because you can tell he feels that. Like, I don't even want to know that man again.
He said, I don't want him to come out because all hell's coming with him. When he said that, I got chills. Like, whew.
People used to fight him, bro.
Bro. And see, he wasn't like these new dudes. He wasn't coming in with a bunch of costumes, lights. He came in with black trucks and black shoes.
He was when he would duck under and come up with the undercut,
Bro.
Bro, even when he shadow boxes now, you could still
see how
fast he is now.
Lightning fast.
Can you imagine getting punched?
No, Miss Green said it felt like getting kicked in the face by a mule.
No, he said that about somebody else.
He said, he said that about Mike Tyson?
Wait, who's Miss Green?
Miss Green was a dude that he fought. He called him B-word Green. He was talking about getting hit, he was like, it felt like getting kicked in the face by a donkey.
Wow. He fought some Donovan Ruddock. I think Ruddock. Ruddock, Mike Tyson said it felt like getting kicked by a mule by this guy.
I don't know how people can still sign up for combat sports like that. If I get brushed too hard, get me out of here.
Can you imagine Mike Tyson punching you in the face?
Repeatedly?
No, I can't.
I can't think of anything worse. Like Lennox Lewis, I feel like, he could punch me.
But Mike Tyson
Fury, like Deontay Wilder looked like he punched hard too.
I think that I would rather get
him. But Mike Tyson,
he would fold people up like a picnic chair. Like it would just be, people would just go into a hiding hole. But this is the bigger thing that kind of threw me off about what he said, that it felt like he had become so obsessed with his profession that he didn't really know what direction his life was supposed to go without it.
I think is that a fear of yours?
Like, because like we're into our craft. Like, is it ever going to just be like go and just be a regular functioning person in society? Or will it always, will we feel like we're lacking in deficiency once we stop this, if we ever stop? Because that's what I felt coming from him.
That's a fantastic question. I've never thought about that because
in my profession. You expect to always go?
Well, in my profession, you can.
Like, would you ever retire and just stop?
No.
Do you think that we have one of the only professions that people say that?
No. Announcers, bro.
But like a doctor wouldn't say, I'm going to practice medicine.
No, they'd be going for old, minute, man.
They'd be shaky with that needle, too. I'm like, bro, enough's enough.
Right? Like, enough.
People be teaching. A lot of people like who love their work, they teach until forever.
So you would never stop. So as long as it's ticking, you're going.
Probably would never stop. I probably would stop like...
As going as hard?
Yes. I could imagine like doing a residency or having or like my dream, Vegas residency.
Really?
Yeah,
that's the end result?
George Wallace. But just come down.
I don't think you would do good living in Vegas. Do you think you'd like to live in Vegas?
Absolutely.
Really?
The house I'm going to have?
out there? Out there?
Yeah. Or even better, like a weekend residency in Vegas where I just come. Like Boyz II Men had one. Everybody knows I went to Boyz II Men.
Do your patties on stage. We remember.
Wait, they go around. They had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they come back to L.A. Like, bro, just coming and do some jokes.
What you're saying almost kind of backs up what Mike Tyson is saying. So feel like we're so defined by our careers that we don't know?
I don't know, because luckily for us, I can express myself creatively a lot of different ways. Okay. I can do the short videos. I can do dad jokes, which I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Just because first of all, it's funny. Some people are like, this one girl on Twitter was like, I'm going to unfollow Kev. Is he doing these like every day? And I was like, how about this? I'll block you.
Now we'll just take all the guesswork out of it.
Worry about it, right? Uh-huh. People really be trying to tell you what to do with your social media. Mm-hmm. But I got stand-up. I got podcasting. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to get into movies and long-form content like that. And then I can go back and do the conferences. I could write a book. Like, and then I could come back and do stand-up again, go back and do a movie. Like,
so you never see yourself just completely stopping this?
This I would be like doing something. Even if I'm just doing it, like I would do stand-up just for the love of making people laugh.
Well, then let me ask you this, though. In the event, for whatever reason, you had to stop, do you feel like you would feel how he was feeling about boxing?
Well, the thing, what do you mean?
He was just like, bro, like when he was talking, he was basically like, my life doesn't really have purpose without this thing that I did. That's kind of what I
feel like that a lot.
So would you feel like that if this was taken away from you for whatever reason?
Yes.
Really?
Like, I don't know if I'm defined by this. I would more feel lost because I can't do what I love.
So you just
like my thing is I did this for love without money for a long time.
Right.
So that's why I'm not like. I did stand up for 2 or 3 years, $0.
It just hit my head. We're in a profession that we can do this forever. He's not, and athletes are not. And that must be frustrating.
Yeah, because think about like LeBron or any.
Brett Favre. We've seen that fold up.
Usually those people have been doing this since they were a child.
Tom Brady right now.
Tom Brady, like what am I going to do now if I'm not this person? Like if I'm not Tom Brady, the quarterback. What am I, Tom Brady, the announcer? Like, Even the right. Tony Romo making like $40 million or something like that.
He's making like $17-18 million a year.
Yeah, something. I just threw 40 in there. But that's probably not the same as, or I know it's not the same as playing.
Right,
but right. And that's all you've done your whole life. Like I can, if this was a skill that just was like you're too old to not do. Like you can't do this anymore.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I wouldn't either. Like, luckily we don't have to do that. You know what I mean? But a lot of times, like Kobe, he switched gears and put that passion into something else that he could be excited about.
Right.
And I think that's what it is. Like, remember before stand up, it was basketball. Like for me, I don't know why I thought I was going to go farther in my career. Like
that's really what you meant. Side note, I gotta bring Kiara over, man. She wants to get into basketball, man, and.
You can't teach her? You don't want to teach her how to foul and push and get beat in Buffalo?
I'm trash, bro. So I got to bring her over one of these days, man, because I take her to the park. I'm going to just be like, I don't know.
You're going to set her back with whatever you teach her.
So moving on. Waka Flocka admits.
I love this.
You love this. Oh. You love this self-awareness. Go ahead. Well, then
so I'm sorry. Waka Flocka said he was a trash rapper. Mm-hmm. He made $30 million. And he stopped rapping. He said, I know I'm trash.
I never thought he was trash like that.
This is the funniest thing about this. In the Twitter comments, most of the argument was people disagreeing with him.
Saying that he wasn't.
Saying, bro, nah, you were good. He's like, no, I wasn't. He said, I was authentic.
Right.
But he was like, look at like what Kendrick does.
What Nas does.
He was
does.
Like, what Nas does. Like, bro, I'm not.
I'm not that.
And the thing is, like, bow.
Let him gunshots. Like, I loved it. But see.
But I think just because, and this, Dragonfly Jones said this. He said, people think because you love it, like people are so elite with their taste in music, right? They think because they like it, you can't be trash. Because if I like you, I have good taste in music.
Wow.
And if you're a whack rapper.
Then I'm a whack
then
patron.
I'm a whack patron because I like a whack rapper.
Never thought
Instead
about it like
Instead of
that.
Saying, if there's good musicians who can make bad songs, music, or albums, then of course there's subpar musicians who can make good music.
So who like so give me an example of just someone off the top of your head.
That's whack?
That's whack that makes good music.
I don't listen to a lot of rap.
Because I can tell you somebody.
I didn't really think Waka was rap. I just felt like Waka made the type of music he made.
I feel like there's good rappers that make bad music sometimes.
Yeah, people
like
say that Nas all the time.
He picks terrible beats. And Eminem, there's a challenge now going off one of the songs.
Godzilla like, challenge?
I'm like, bro, nobody wants to be able to do that. Like, it's not a good song to me. So I feel like he's a good artist.
You think Gucci's a great rapper?
Side note, this is
Eazy-E.
I don't feel like this is just random but connected. I don't feel like we give Gucci Man enough credit for what he had his influence has done. I didn't realize how vast his tree was. You know, he's responsible for people like Young Thug, Migos, Lil Baby.
Responsible
like,
how so?
Like discovering them and being one of the first people to invest in them.
Oh,
and,
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like I didn't even know that Gucci was that. I think he should probably be in consideration for the new Def Jam job. Apparently, Def Jam doesn't have a CEO anymore.
Is Def Jam like a thing still?
They're kind of not doing well in general.
Though. Really?
I can't remember the last time Def
Rosenberg
Jam
was there. Peter Rosenberg was their CEO.
Peter Rosenberg?
He was their CEO, and he just recently quit.
That was like a year and a half, too.
I feel like Gucci Mane should be up for consideration.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. Gucci at this in a hotel in Hawaii.
For real?
Give him
and he
nod.
Gave you the black man
he
head
gave
nod?
The black nod. He's forever good in my book. Game is bad in my book. Game gets no love. Let me think of who's a whack
who's
rapper.
Who's a whack rapper that gave you...
I feel like there's a lot of ones that gave you a song.
Now, I'm not calling Designer whack, but he
Perfect
gave us
example.
Panda, and that was fire.
Perfect example.
That was a great song for like 2 years, and I'm not saying he's whack.
He's whack, though.
But I haven't heard the follow-up.
Designer's whack, bro. I feel like nobody's going to argue with you.
Do you think Designer's whack? Is Designer whack our resident music guy?
Oh, okay. Before you answer, Josh. J.I.D., great young rapper.
Right.
The skill of rap.
Skill set, very good.
Nothing about Designer says J.I.D., which is okay. Because sometimes you just want to go, grrr,
right?
Future. Whack rapper.
I'll punch you
in
your face.
Good music.
I'll punch you in your face.
Future makes the most basic,
No.
Basic.
You ain't never. Dirty Sprite 2, have you heard the mixtape, Kevin?
Are you saying Future be going bar for bar for bar, blah, 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 I'm rapping about something? Is he making catchy stuff? Would you even argue that the Migos are great rappers?
Josh, say something.
No, he asking you.
Listen, okay. But I'm not like.
No, Migos are good rappers and no. They're Future is dope. Future created a whole lane. He's not. I don't think most people would consider Future a rapper.
What does Future say on that?
Whack. Okay, but
whack and catchy.
No.
Future's hard. Don't get me wrong.
Future is hard, bro.
You can be hard.
That's what I'm agreeing with you. I'm not gonna look to him if I'm looking for like lyricism or something deep in a song.
The technical skill of rapping.
I be your own job.
Bro, I'm saying like the technical skill of rapping.
And you like Jid. Jid would wash him if they go bar for bar.
Black Thought, who most people agree is one of the best skilled rappers, be making boring music. You ain't never turning on back Black Thought like, yo, let me pop that Black Thought in.
Actually making a
But when
bit
you
of
listen
sense.
To Black Thought, like Tahir was playing one of his songs when we were on the road a week or two ago, and I was like, man, this dude's rapping. Cool. Right? So, like, but when March Madness came out and we had that party, we were at 1-0.
Dirty Buddy in a cup.
I couldn't think of a better song for that time.
So then what do you think it is? Is it just music is more of a vibe?
So Rhapsody said this, and this was really good. Watched this morning. She was saying, stop trying to say, people always be like, yo, you should listen to Rhapsody. She makes conscious rap. She said conscious is relative, basically. She said Cardi makes conscious rap to her lifestyle. She's like, Cardi used to be a stripper, so her most authentic rap, her conscious rap is stripper music. Mm-hmm. And what I think you should say is people make art that is reflective of them. You could call me a corny comedian, right? Don't agree.
No, I'm just saying, I know that somebody can say
with them. I'm corny, but I'm okay with that.
Right, because you are who you are. Like, you don't try to be anything.
I am a corny dude. Like, I'm a square. Like, remember Orlando Brown was like, you square? Like, I never did a whole bunch of drugs, never did a whole bunch of crime.
You don't even cuss.
I got a wife, don't cuss. I got a wife, two sons. I like being at home. Like, if you like hood dudes, like if you like hood comedy, right? Like say you like 85 South. Shout out to the coldest podcast. Yes. Right? If you are a humongous 85 South person, you from the hood, that podcast really speaks to you, right? And then you come listen to one of my shows and you really love 85 South, you might be like, Kev's whack.
Because of what you like.
Because what you like, right?
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like I feel like music should be like that, same way comedy is. Like when I watch 85 South podcast clips, I'd be like, I cannot do that. They're improv.
Because like when you're watching it, it's like you're seeing it. It's just like, I can't even see myself.
Bro, Carlos?
I can't see myself. And speaking of not being able to see things, prescription eyewear shouldn't cost you more than a plane ticket or a new iPhone. By circumventing traditional channels and engaging with customers directly through their website and retail stores, Warby Parker is able to provide high quality, good looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the price. Now, the Warby Parker aesthetic is vintage inspired with a contemporary twist. So speaking of glasses, Kiara had to recently get glasses. And I was like, Kiara, your dad has a podcast. We're going to get you some cool glasses. And now she can see and she is stylish with her friends. Now, listen to this. Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. Lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings, free home try-on program. Order 5 pair of glasses and try them on for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. Ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Head to warbyparker.com/RR to take the quiz and order your free home try-on. Introducing Scout by Warby Parker. Comfortable, breathable, and affordable daily contact lenses. Made from a super moist material that resists drying for lasting hydration and comfort. Order a trial pack that includes 6 days worth of contacts for only $5. And then receive $5 off your next Warby Parker order. Learn more at warbyparker.com/RR.
Arn, freaking jerk.
Ah, ha, ha. All right, moving right along. Speaking of rap and its ridiculousness, Public Enemy kicks out Flavor Flav over politics. Okay, so it's a whole thing.
Flavor Flav is the one. Public Enemy number one.
What you know about that?
What do you know about it?
It's lit.
So your basically, hair is Public Enemy number one.
essentially what happened, Bernie Sanders was putting on a rally, and he booked Public Enemy sans Flavor Flav. So yeah. He was just getting Chuck D. Who's the other person in Public Enemy? I feel like there's a phantom other guy that we never talk about.
In the article, I was it's kind of, it's like J-Hi or something. I don't know. It's Flav and Chuck.
So they had booked, Bernie Sanders had booked Chuck D as Public Enemy. And so then basically Flavor Flav tried to stop that and sent a cease and desist, which he apparently wrote at the bottom of it. What did he say? Don't do this, Bernie. In purple crayon, apparently. So basically because of that, Chuck D got ticked off and was like, man, you out the group, and kicked him out the group.
Chuck D said that's not why, but it's pretty obvious. And the thing is, Flav's done a lot.
I'm like, this is the end? This is too much?
That put Flav out the group?
You know, he had a whole slew of reality shows.
Which do not get the respect they deserve.
They started.
They
kicked it off.
They kicked reality
New York?
TV off like that.
New York had her own show.
I love New York.
New
York. Where Hoops at? Remember Hoops?
I remember Hoops. She was with Shaq for a minute. Mm-hmm. I feel like New York might be my favorite reality star of all time.
She has definitely survived the test of time.
She's got mean Beyonce.
And she's like blowing up that recently lately. Hair. Yeah.
She was on Botch too. She had a bad boob job.
Oh, yeah.
That was a tough one to watch. Yeah. But New York was fun.
Yes, good energy.
Man, Flavor of Love.
Flavor Flav. Remember that was so lit? It was like, it was the thing to say.
Now what is he going to do? Where is he going to yell that at?
I have no, but I'm kind of angry at Chuck D. It's like, look, political views aside, you don't kick Flavor Flav out of Public Enemy.
Chuck D said, this is my group. I can perform solo legally. I drew the logo.
I doubt that he can do the dance that, you know what I'm saying? Man. That Flavor Flav, that's not going to be the same thing.
Can you imagine going to a Public Enemy concert without Flav?
Well, I would leave. I would not.
Where's
even.
Where's the Yeah Boy?
Yeah, like 911 is. What songs do they really? What songs do Public Enemy have?
You know,
911 is a joke. Fight the power. 911 is a joke. Come on, resident musical genius.
That wasn't my era.
No, that was before Josh's time.
So, how do you feel about him getting kicked out of the group? I'm ticked off.
I don't really.
I'm angry, man. They are a staple in the hip hop community.
No,
you can't be kicking Flavor Flav out.
You can though.
They did.
If you're Chuck D.
In the hierarchy.
Have you ever been to a Public Enemy concert?
I have not. But in the hierarchy. I want to say hierarchy. In the hierarchy of hype men, I feel like he's the best.
Absolutely. Him and Spliff.
Him and Spliff Star.
Spliff's my favorite hype man. Spliff was just in the videos like.
He was just always just bouncing around.
Spliff literally was just having a good time.
Side note, and I might sound ridiculous for this. Ain't we supposed to be voting today?
We are voting today.
Yeah, I did my ballot mailed in.
Absentee. I was going to do absentee, but I forgot.
Because I am registered to vote. I just don't know who to vote for.
You had so much time to look all this up, Doughboy.
You ain't been watching the stuff? You ain't been reading the reads?
Can I just go to a place and just pick whoever sounds good?
Please don't.
Or is that worse than not going?
You shouldn't have even said that.
What? Fix this in post. I don't want to get canceled.
No,
we're here now.
So let me ask you that question. So is it more ridiculous to go and vote and make a decision when you get there, or is it better for you not to vote?
That's a slippery slope. I would say, I'm an advocate of voting, but I would rather somebody not vote
than to vote and not know what they're voting for.
Because you don't know who you're
voting for. You're just going to close your eyes and be like, this person, this measure, like
that. What is it that we're voting? Because the presidential vote is in November. I do know that.
So when is the first time you're going to vote? Because this is a good little warm up.
But this is for local stuff.
This is Super Tuesday. You get to vote for candidates, all type of stuff. There's all type of things on the docket.
Well, how about this?
City council. Nobody came. There's people running for city council. You ain't been getting the text?
I've been getting phone calls. Where did they get my phone number from?
First of all, they got to just all hop in one group text and just send it out from there. Because this is just
it's a lot. And then they call like they know you. And then you pick up. They be like, hey, this is Senator Jim Sprouts. Like, wait, how did you get my number, Jim? So let me ask you this. when a person is going to vote and find out, where do you really go? And I'm not trying to be funny. Where do you go to get the information on the different candidates and what they stand for?
You can look it up all online. Okay. So me and Melissa, the last time we voted, we freaking sat. We vote absentee usually.
Okay.
You're aware what that means?
No.
So
that's fair.
You mail it in, I'm assuming?
Mail it in. Cool. They stay, so usually you'll get voter are you registered to vote?
I am registered to vote.
When did you register?
Last year.
Okay, and your current address?
Current address, the DMV.
So did you get the stuff in the pack? The stuff in the mail usually comes and tells you what measures are on the docket. You threw it away.
Now that you say that, I do remember seeing some things at the house.
I thought it was just at a President's Day sale.
So that's what tells you what's on the docket.
So you can, they tell you what things you can vote for.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. You can Google it. Hold on.
There's like cheat sheets.
Yes. So, man, last time me and Melissa, because last time it was a lot. I was unfamiliar.
It's overwhelming, especially when you're in there.
It's definitely overwhelming. You shouldn't feel bad about being overwhelmed because it be a lot. It be worded kind of weird sometimes. So there was a website we were on. I can't remember the name of it.
I think I did the same thing.
We spent hours listening to the measures, reading it, it like explaining it. Ah, boom. California Voter's Guide. This is what it was. Progressive Voter Guide. Guys, so it tells you what district you're in. So city council, this guy, Paul Krikorian, he's the, Republican candidate, Nithya, who's hot, Nuri Martinez.
So all these people that are on there, if you wanted to find out what their views were on certain
things. It's all in here.
It's all in the thing?
Yeah, it's like little bullets.
Yeah, what they're important, what they're racing for. So a lot of it is city council,
and these
Lorraine
are
Lundquist. So yesterday, somebody came to my house and was like, "Man, vote for Lorraine."
They came to your house?
Yeah, he was canvassing the neighborhood. I just got back from the road, and he was like, "Man, what you doing, man? Vote for Lorraine." And I was like, because I wanted to leave. I was like, "I'm absolutely voting for who was it? Lorraine." He was like, "Really? That's been my person. What, Lorraine the whole time?" But no, so they'll have all the stuff. Literally, it'll tell you what to vote
for. So if I knew nothing and I just went to go get all the information to find out who I should vote for, it'd probably be like a day literally to probably get all that.
I mean, you could pull that up in there.
Yeah, you. That's what I was going to say.
But I probably shouldn't have waited until the test.
It's probably not the best to wait.
It's just going to take you a little bit longer if you want to actively understand who's.
But you guys, do you guys feel confident about the people that you're voting for?
Well, so here's the absolute truth. Sometimes when if I like this one, I haven't done a whole bunch of research on everything. So I don't be voting for stuff I don't know about. So measures, like I remember the one back in Washington.
Okay.
I was a little naive. It was about, this was before I drank, and I was like, the devil is in the whiskey. And there was a measure to allow, because Washington used to have liquor stores.
Okay. They don't have them anymore?
No, well, then they allowed you to go to liquor. The measure that was on the ballot was to go for liquor to be able to be sold in grocery stores.
And you were against it.
And I was like, no way, man. The children. What about the children? Man, I found out who was lobbying behind that. It was like Costco. And it was just like there was so much money behind that.
So it was all a money play.
There was no way that bill wasn't passing. This thing, me and Melissa voted hard again. No.
And just for it to...
You can't get liquor from the 7-Eleven. What about the children? Man, they could be buying beers. Resounding yes. 97%. It was like out of this world yes. And I was like, but what about me? I voted
How
for
many
no.
like city council things do you think are be on average on the ballot? Because then there's city council things, and then there's things you got to vote for the nation
it's
later.
It's broken up. The ballots are broken up.
I got to really get into this politics thing to learn it.
It just takes some sitting down and...
Because I just be busy. It ain't like I just be trying to. I'd be like, if it was like a Netflix show that could like tell you the stuff, like I'd watch it. I'd be like, where else? Like, do these, like, are they giving speeches against each other?
Yes. So the thing is, the thing that
they are?
No, in your, well, you know, you haven't been following the Democratic, the people who are running for president.
Elizabeth Warren.
So.
I just see the commercial.
Those people have. Big, like that's gonna dominate.
Is that who the culture is behind, Elizabeth Warren?
Man, the culture ain't behind one person at all.
So we don't even, have like a strong person that
Trump
we all know
is going to win. Trump is going
for
to
sure.
Win.
And could it be another thing that since we just don't want to vote for Trump, we just don't vote?
I think what's happening is
that how they're getting us?
Just like last time.
This is what happened. People love Bernie. If you love Bernie, you hate Biden, you hate Warren. If you love Biden, you hate Bernie, you hate Warren. If you love Warren, you hate Bernie.
See, that's...
And what happens is when people lose, they're not consolidating power.
Right.
It's just like, well, if my guy's out,
then he's just gone.
Like Bernie Bros is the name for people who like Bernie.
Is Andrew Wang still running?
He's out.
What happened to him? I thought everybody liked him.
He did get liked.
He was just like,
bro, once you get to close to Super Tuesday, it's like.
Wait. He was just doing all that, all this time, going on the Breakfast Club, doing, getting everybody excited.
He went out February 11th. And I just looked him up too. I didn't even know. I didn't even see nothing because when he went out.
How does that even happen?
They don't see no path to victory. So, and they realize by continuing in the race, they're just splitting votes.
So that's more, that's Pete Buttigieg common thing?
Had just won Iowa, which is a huge thing. He lost South Carolina and he was like, oh, I'm out. People are just
so people
that
quit
morning.
All the time.
People are quitting every day. That dude, did you see the white dude?
Bernie Pete quit last time, right? Bernie quit last time, right?
At the very end, he conceded.
I think so.
Very, very. Did you see the white dude who was dancing to back that thing up? With Juvenile, Pete Steyer.
You didn't see that video?
Oh, white dude. Oh, my. Dancing to back that thing up. He went out the next day.
Just for dancing to that?
He probably was getting killed.
Oh, yeah, the other stuff going on?
He didn't have no chance anyway. He was just like, nah, I'm out of here.
So you're going to go vote. So you're
going
to go vote.
Going right after this.
Maybe I'll just go with you. And then
no,
just,
man.
You're supposed to go to your specific spot.
Oh, by my house?
Well, actually, no. Now in L.A., they've opened up.
At least in Missouri
County. It was always like that.
But if I just pick the same stuff as you, then,
no.
We're the same guy.
We are not.
We're both black.
No.
We're both in the 250s. We both have kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you cannot. Come on, man. Whatever you say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Hit me a little copy and paste on your board.
No, but no. You should go.
What should I do, though?
Just read. Just go in.
But hold on. A lot of that's been going on in the house, guys. I've been knocking down things in the house. Shout out to Tony. God. Now listen to this, you guys. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew, okay? Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Now, guys, you know I'm starting to get up there in age. I'm 40, about to say 41, so you know I'm in a very active relationship. And with my lady, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, after round one, she'd be like, hey, man, you think you're going to sleep? Get up. Round two, it's time to go. What are you going to do? So I like to give me a little, you know, Blue Chew, and I'm right back in the game. Now listen to this, guys.
You listen to this.
Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code RR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com promo code RR to try it free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Quit your yarning.
I went to therapy, by the way.
How did...
I forgot to say that at the beginning.
How did it go, Kevin? Did you talk?
I did talk. It was
great.
Did
it become emotional?
It did.
Did you feel
emotional.
Better after you left?
I felt much better.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was great. She allowed me to do some things that I did not.
How long are the sessions normally? About an hour?
50 minutes. You've been before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been before. I'm just saying I don't know this person.
I went on actually therapy for black girls because I was trying to find a black woman.
I thought it was because you are a black woman. And
I need something that resonated real.
Come on.
To the core. Amen.
I went in there and they. Me real
dead. So you talked about.
Why are you masking this with jokes?
Yeah, Kevin, don't mask it with jokes.
You're literally.
Nah, man.
This is your coping mechanism. We know you. You don't have to do this.
Yes, we do. So did you.
Look at me. I'm tipping.
You're deflecting, Kevin.
No, I'm
lean into it.
Everybody's a pro now.
So how did it feel? So did you like talk about?
I was in there like, man, I'm cool, right? This is off the record, right?
So you talked to him and you opened up and you didn't stay in a shell?
She had me doing some stuff that I was like, this is dumb.
But you did it.
Yes, but then I told her I think this is dumb.
That's cool.
Did you really?
Yes. She had me doing this one thing. I'll just share this. I don't have to go into my whole therapy. No, this is my whole therapy.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
But she was like, you know, there's little baby in all of us. You know, there's like the little baby that was in you that was abandoned or whatever. That little baby still lives in you.
She didn't tell you you're talking a baby voice.
No, she did it. She was like, talk to the baby.
Oh.
And I was like,
well, baby? The stuff like that is supposed to be.
I know. I was like, baby. She was like, what if the baby would? I was like, to be picked up? I don't. Usually babies want that. I don't know.
CP boy boy?
Say something to the baby. I was like, hey, little baby. You a little baby, huh? Your dad is not there, is he? Come on, little baby. I'll pick you up. Oh, yeah. You put the baby down. He don't want to go down.
So you had to like imagine?
Yes.
So you had to imagine you were talking to the baby version of yourself.
Yes. And when I was done, I was like, that was silly. Mm-hmm. I felt like that was silly. She was like, I could tell you wasn't really rocking.
She's like, honestly, nobody really does it. I thought I'd ask.
But no, she actually had me. It was good. It was good to be able to talk with freed from shame. I'm going back this week or next week.
That's good, man.
Stay in that, man.
So y'all can get off my back about it.
I need to go too.
Kev's in therapy now, okay?
That's good.
Quit coping.
That's a good thing. Shut up. No, you can't do that because that's what's wrong in the black community. We be like making fun of it. No, it's a serious thing.
Don't downplay it.
No, it's serious.
It is serious.
And it's good.
But I thought the little baby. Come
on. You and your man, they pick you up, man.
So you do feel like you got something out of it, though?
Yeah, but I think that was it. Like that one session, I feel like we got it.
Shut up.
All issues are
we're about to open
done.
A floodgate of emotion.
Did y'all? I want to talk about this before we wrap up. Did y'all see this picture that everybody was talking about?
Trump getting prayed for.
Yeah, like what was?
It looked like an album cover.
What was that all about? So is and then the former NFL player Jack Brewer declares Trump the first black president. What does that even mean?
I don't know how
that. He's not black. I just realized how disrespectful that was. Like we didn't just have Obama for 8 years.
Obama. What he was saying was they called Clinton the first black president, but Trump's really the first black president.
And you was gonna act like Obama didn't exist?
I just didn't really pay that no mind.
So, but what was this picture about? It was just
he was getting prayed for by the blacks. The blacks were praying for him. Trump's face is. Oh, did you see this?
What?
Garth Brooks performed
that
in a Barry Sanders jersey.
In Detroit. And people like started canceling, like, if you're going to be representing Bernie, I'm no fan of yours. You've never heard of Barry Sanders, doofus?
Garth Brooks and Barry Sanders went to college together. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's why he was wearing it. That's like his boy in the Trump.
How old is Garth Brooks?
Jeez.
Hold on.
He old. He out here.
He's probably like 56.
But Bernie people were like canceling 85. Him for that.
But he wasn't wearing a Bernie jersey. He was wearing a Barry Sanders jersey.
No, it was a but Detroit people, Lions.
Oh, my God.
It was a Detroit Lions jersey.
That just went over my head.
It was a Detroit Lions Barry Sanders jersey.
Arguably the most recognizable Lion in the history of football.
It was so clear it was a Barry Sanders
Why
jersey.
Why do people be so quick to speak? You don't always have to say stuff.
Hey, Siri, how old is Garth Brooks? Oh, 58.
Years old. Oh,
hey, Siri, how old is Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders is 51 years old.
What?
Okay, maybe they were just close to each other. Yeah. Maybe they just went to the same college. Anyway,
the
it was
fact
so
that
funny. People
were
like,
trying
keep
to
your
cancel.
Politics out of this. And he was like,
what are you
talking? This is my sports. I'm not wearing.
What? When did it become like.
You know what was funny about that, though? At that time, I was like, yo, we really.
We gotta chill.
People be so ready to be mad.
Everybody's ready to press the button.
For just what so reason?
Must have
be,
a lot going on just to be just ready to pounce like that at the house.
The
like,
fact that you don't know enough to know that there is a very famous Detroit Lion man.
Why would Bernie Sanders have a football jersey anyway?
Of all the Sanders, you just go directly to Bernie? Oh, that must be Bernie.
Man, you know what's funny? Like, I can't be before Trump, I don't remember people being so, if you like this candidate, I hate you.
I've never. It's crazy in a different type of way.
Like, there's been black people who like Republican presidents before, and there will be, there's ones who like Trump and who will like whoever else. But this current cycle, this, I've been like,
I always felt like there was at least, if there was a villain that the culture wasn't for, it always used to at least feel like there was another person for us to root for and vote for. I don't even know where that person is.
I just,
now it's just like, don't be okay with Trump, and well, who should I go for? I don't know.
That the thing is,
just,
man,
not him.
You're right, bro.
I just don't know. Like, you know what I mean? And I can be okay with saying that I don't know enough about politics, and that's okay. People can make fun of me. That's cool.
But people don't be knowing, bro.
Exactly. But when the I ask them, they be like,
I don't know.
Remember that doggone vice president thing you said? And I was like, people know. And then I asked people, they're like, I don't know, man.
Exactly.
This guy, that guy.
So you don't even know who for sure you're going to vote for in November.
Well, the thing is, here's what's happened. The person you like might not be the person that's on the ballot.
So then it's like you got to just pick the best of the worst.
Yeah, like say you like Andrew Yang, right? Okay. Say Andrew Yang was your
person.
That's
who I thought was cool and I thought we were all getting behind.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why you thought that.
Because he was on the Breakfast Club.
Everybody was on the Breakfast Club.
I don't know.
They all went on the Breakfast Club.
No, they interviewed somebody every day on the Breakfast Club.
But I don't know.
Elizabeth Warren was on the Breakfast Club. Bernie was on the Breakfast Club. They all go on the Breakfast Club. Did you just see his episode and like it? And then like,
no, I had been hearing different things about Andrew Yang. I kept hearing, like, and I thought that he was
Sid
like.
Yeah, Sid hit you up about doing
that. I didn't want to say that. I was like, yeah, you know, Sid had talked about
it. That's all it was.
That's all it was.
You saw him on the Breakfast Club and Sid hit you up. You're like, we all behind him, ain't we? He's been out for a month.
But so
what happens is, you like, a lot of times what happens is you like the person you like, and you don't like the other people. Mm-hmm. And when your person goes out, you don't have a choice now.
So now you just...
Now you just end up voting for... Like Hillary, like, if you don't... I did not love Hillary Clinton.
But you were going to go for her.
I did. I did vote for her, but I was like...
So then maybe the thing is we just need stronger candidates with better views?
I don't know what it is, man. Sometimes I feel like no candidate, period, is you're going to like 100%.
So should it be like in relationships, go for the 80-20?
Sometimes it feels like you can't even get 80% of what you like. It's just like I personally really like Elizabeth Warren's policies and stuff. And she seems very smart. Mm-hmm. But if she doesn't win, it's going to be Joe Biden or Bernie. It looked like Joe Biden won South Carolina. And then Buttigieg went out and Amy Klobuchar, she went out. And they're like, yeah, go for Biden.
So Biden's still running.
Biden's still running. A lot of older blacks.
And Bernie Sanders is still running.
Bernie, Biden, and Elizabeth Warren are probably the top three.
And they're all Democrats.
Who are left. Yeah, they're all Democrats. It's only going to be one of them.
Because only one person can run against. There's only two people that be running for president that one.
What happened to Bloomberg?
Bloomberg, he in, but he ain't in.
You know what'd be crazy? I mean, actually, no, I don't think it'd be wise if he did.
He's just as bad as Trump. Most people can agree he's the Democratic version of Trump. He was stop and frisk.
Really?
Yeah.
He stop it.
People in New York.
Oh, from New York.
Like,
yeah, he was the DA. He was the police chief.
He was the mayor.
Yeah, I was wrong in everything I said. All right, where we at time wise, man?
We're
we good.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about politics, and whenever I like try to make the litigated stand to go find out, I get just muddied in red tape, and I'll be like, I don't. It's too much.
The litigated stand?
I don't know. Shut up. I be trying to learn about this stuff, and then I'll be like, it's just too confusing. Even when I talk to people that try to have a realistic conversation, I'll be like, nah, I don't know.
There's a lot of people like you, bro. People just don't want to admit that in real life. Bro, when I'm at the barbershop, people be like, man, voting is dumb. None of this matters. I'm not even voting.
And then I say it publicly, yeah, you're poison to the black culture. Yeah, I'm like, but I'm
which like my thing cover. Is like if you're about that, then you can't say nothing. When you can't complain about nothing.
No, we can. People do still complain. Well, why? Did you vote? No. Then why are you
complaining? So you know all the people that you're voting for and why you're voting for?
I know most of them. I don't know everything about.
And the ones that you don't know, you're just not going to vote for?
I'd rather leave it blank than vote for somebody I don't know about.
All right. I'm good with it. Well, go look at the docket. Let's see what else. Did we miss anything? Oprah. All right. Flavor. We didn't get to talk about Meg Thee Stallion.
That was actually interesting.
Let's talk about that really quickly.
So she basically went online the other day and was like,
I can't put out music because of the record.
And people were like, you should have read your contract. Let me tell you what. somebody made, a lot of people made this point. Mm-hmm. Lawyers' contracts are not, even if you read it.
Some lawyers don't even catch everything.
Bro, they are nearly impossible to understand if you didn't go to law school.
Right.
The lease for this place, I was like, am I dumb? I don't know what y'all are saying.
Right.
Lawyer, so I was talking to my lawyer about this. He was like, the first thing they teach you in law school is that contracts are not written for the average person. They're written in legalese.
They force you to go get somebody to translate it for
you.
Well,
that's the thing. Like, even if you have a lawyer, you can still get caught in a bad deal.
Right.
People were, somebody was like, you don't even read the terms and conditions of your stuff.
Of your phone. Of when your they phone when they do the update whatever. On your phone. I've
you
never read
you're
all
not
that.
Even aware of the stuff you're reading. Everybody's a legal law expert. legal expert. I said a law expert. A legal expert when it comes to Meg Thee Stallion. But, you know, and then one person said, which I agree with, like, we're not asking you to be an expert, but you should know enough to get an expert.
I feel like in 2020, if you're still getting beat in a record deal, it's kind of on. I don't want to say it's on you, but it's not. It's on you for not arming yourself with somebody that could.
I think
because we've been hearing about people getting beat in the music industry since the inception of the music industry.
Well, not since the inception. After it happened, we heard a lot about it.
Okay,
it is kind of surprising now because it's like you have like.
Everybody has gone broke in some.
Yeah, because it's like we want people to be better. Mm-hmm. You want to learn from the Tony Braxtons and the TLCs and like right. all the old school rappers who got beat out of their deals in publishing. But the entertainment, the music industry is predatory.
Very much.
Hold on, this is funny. So apparently it was saying Meg could only make 60% of her money or something like that. And 100% of her performances went to her label. Somebody said, so you mean to tell me Meg was twerking for 60 cents on the dollar?
Hilarious.
I was like, dang.
But for whatever she did, though, she went public with her grievances. And now, apparently, something happened. So now she can release music. And she kind of got
out
of that.
That's what I'm always wondering. If
that's
if
that all that, you got to do is just
that's what go I'm on wondering. The internet.
Because Juicy J... Side note, that name. But anyway, Juicy J just went against Columbia Records. And he basically was like, I'm dissing them, da 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 da. And he went on this whole campaign. And then the next day, he was like, okay, they called me. We're good. So I guess people just don't want to be put on
that's
blast.
When that Lovers and Friends concert, they was like, this is fake. I'm not performing. Oh, Wire hit lit.
Lil Kim did that. The like, be getting booked.
Lit. Like, don't release the flyer till all the wires are deposited.
Dang. Which is fair.
Because now it looks like your thing is fake and people come back. Twisted too. Man, I have no. Oh, did clear?
Oh, we good?
Oh, yeah.
Throw your hands in the air, actually, is why my hands were up. This has been another installment of Righteous and Ratchet. I have been Dubois.
Kev on stage.
Age. And we will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.